RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight. Hopefully a surprise from the real ones as well. We'll continue college football in a moment. Very, very strange show. Your parents are coming into town, right? So you'll be spending Christmas with the folks and your wife and company?
Yep. Yeah. My parents, my brother, my sister-in-law, two nephews. My brother, he's been to our place here, but the rest of them, they've never seen our home. So excited to have them. They're going to meet Willow. I'm hoping that goes well.
Yeah.
She's super sweet, but like, she's just, you know, she's a puppy. She gets excited and like, hopefully she doesn't get excited and like tackle one of my nephews. So I'm hoping that's all good. But yeah, I'm super excited for the holidays. And honestly, everyone out there, hopefully everyone has a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. It's obviously a fun time of year and we're going to try to have some fun. Obviously, like, circumstances aren't great, but we're going to try to put that in the rearview mirror and have a good holiday.
Do you have favorite show memory or this could be like in something in person that happened that you loved?
Ooh. In person, like show memory as a whole, I would say, I mean, like there's so many that it's hard to, I don't know what's going on right now. there's so many that like, I feel like any time where we were just like kind of like shooting the, you know what, and just laughing, like there's not one that sticks out in my mind. I'm doing a terrible job right now with this, but there's not one that sticks out in my mind for sure. But in person is like the March Madness Vegas trip when we were all watching the Michigan and the UC Santa Barbara, I think it was, the game. Like that was a hell of a night. I really enjoyed that night, but that was like for the in-person part. But show wise yeah, I think it's anytime we were just cutting it loose. I mean, like these recent shows I think have been super fun.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah, they have been. But, yeah. YBYB karaoke.
That was a great time. YBYB karaoke. How about this in Vegas? Singing Brian McKnight for Rob Doster, our buddy from Field of 68.
I don't remember that. I was on the air, right?
Yeah, we was on the air. We were just like hanging out and he's like, oh, he's got a great voice or whatever. And then like, I think the next day I sang Darius Rucker or whatever.
What song?
Those were fun. The Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I enjoyed, because you had never been to, we'll finish the betting stuff in a second. You had never been to Radio Row, right, before
the
Super Bowl this year?
Yep.
You on Radio Row, that was like a kid on Christmas. Because I've been there, and I don't say this in a bragging way, just like I've been doing radio for a long time. It's like my 11th Radio Row, so it's like old hat for me. But watching Femi there on Radio Row was pretty fun. That was cool. And like you with Emmett Smith was pretty awesome.
Exactly. Yeah, Emmett Smith. That's like definitely for me like one that was awesome. Like just like, I mean, like Emmett Smith's like one of my childhood heroes, and I'm dapping it up with Emmett Smith taking a tequila shot. Like that's like I'll remember that the rest of my life. That was a lot of
that
fun.
Was pretty cool. Yeah, Emmett was awesome. That week was great. He was like this great. This run has been great. So I'll just
drip too hard, don't stamp too close. You go mess around and fall off these waves. Like when he said that, I was like, hell yes, Emmett. This is a great time. So yeah, was a lot of fun.
I know I said this earlier, but this could be brutal industry. Just brutal. Yeah. I felt like you had amazing. Go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever you're going to say is more fun than what I'm saying.
I was thinking about when I told Donovan McNabb was the second best quarterback of that era, but Peyton Manning.
And he was like, really?
And then like after the interview, like you talking to me like, hey, like maybe like don't do that. just like trying to give me some advice. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like I shouldn't.
No, dude. Like, the thing that you, the Joe Buck thing at the Super Bowl was like, well, yeah. That. I mean, you didn't. You did not have many bad moments. That was like, do you care if I tell the story? No, right?
You're good. It's
so bad. Like we're joking with like Joe Buck's gimmick is, He was really gracious because he did that liner for us after Femi basically told him like everyone in the world hates his guts. So like Joe Buck's gimmick is that like, hey, like everyone thinks I hate their team. So Femi literally goes, yeah, like my wife's from Minnesota. They hated your call of the Randy Moss Mooning thing, and everyone hates you. ... And Joe's like, well, I don't think everyone hates me. And in that moment, I'm like, well, I need to rescue this because Femi's taking us down. That literally was like the only time and like the entire time we worked together where I was like, okay, like I need to like grab control of the steering wheel here.
We're going off the road.
That was the only time.
Yeah, now we'll listen to him tonight on Monday Night Football. Hope he's doing well. I sincerely.
Well, I mean, he's doing well enough that like you told him that like your wife's family hates him, and then he was like, "Hey, like you better you bet's the best show ever," and like he did do that, so he couldn't have been that annoyed. But yeah, that was the one that was pretty funny.
Radio Row.
All right, Radio Row. been a blast. So you like Indiana? What about Sugar Bowl? Ole Miss and Georgia 7.56.5.
So this is one where like, I don't have like a super strong opinion. Like of these four games, this is the one that I think that like I have like the least conviction with. I would lean towards Georgia just because at some point the coaching edge will show itself for Ole Miss. Like they just played Tulane. That's a talent disparity. Like now Georgia has dudes and Georgia seems like they're peaking. So if I had to bet the game, I would lay the 7 with Georgia, but it's not a super strong opinion. I feel much better about the other three games this week, like under in Miami, Ohio State. I like Indiana and then the Oregon bet as well. But this one, it's like small lean to Georgia.
I kind of think like Ole Miss might be decent here.
Yeah.
The thought is, well, let me if you agree with this, just this general idea coming out of the Ole Miss Tulane game that like Ole Miss got their win and for the players it was probably cathartic and like a release with Lane leaving. Like they got their moments and now here comes Georgia and they might get buzzsawed and I might want to play against that. I'm not sure. Like Ole Miss, and I understand Lane's not the coach. Ole Miss is really good. And maybe Pete Golding sucks. I have no idea. Maybe he's great. I mean, I don't know. Could I coach Ole Miss to a win and a cover over a G5 team? Maybe. Hey, let's roll the ball out there and go beat up these guys. Because if, like, this is going to be insane. If those players were really that good, they'd, like, play for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's or, like, fair. Even, like, Arkansas.
Yeah. Or Mizzou. Or somebody. They'd be in the Power 4. They wouldn't be in the G5.
The Power 2? I would,
pretty much.
I think I might bet Ole Miss, but I need to get, I'd like to, cause this was 7.5 earlier today. Right now it's down to 7. I'd like to get at least a touchdown here. I want to see where the market goes a little bit and maybe I lose the 7, ooh. But I think I want to bet Ole Miss in the game.
Yeah. There's some 6.5 that's out there now. So, you might have to do that quickly over at BetMGM cause BetMGM's looking like one of the lone rangers here. Yeah. I think I see like a lot of 6.5s, like here in Vegas where I'm at other domestics. So, I'll make it legendary with the Rebels.
All right. You bet on this Monday. Let's do week 17 in the NFL for a minute. I have a couple thoughts, but the one that I feel strongest about. So the Giants opened a favorite at the Raiders on Sunday. I don't know how many times I need to say it. The Giants are the worst. They lose every game. They're poorly coached. The roster isn't good. And I get it. The Raiders are brutal. There's no question about it. No question. the Giants are worse. Like, they're not favored anymore. The Raiders are not like a 1-point favorite. The Raiders are going to win. I love the Raiders on Sunday. One of my favorite bets of the entire season.
Wow.
Yeah.
Entire season.
Entire season. The Raiders. I don't think people understand like how bad the Giants are.
I mean, like I said earlier, the Raiders only had 75 yards in a 60-minute game just 2 weeks ago. So, like,
with Kenny Pickett, to be fair.
With Kenny Pickett, yes.
And against the Eagles. This is the Giants.
But, like, I don't think it's a Grand Canyon difference between these two teams. Like, they're in the same neighborhood. Maybe one has a nicer house or maybe a worse house in this instance than the other one, but they're in the same neighborhood.
Do you like the Giants?
No, I don't really like the game. I don't like the game at all. Okay. I'll just LOL while that game's on the side TV where we're watching Bills Eagles.
Is that how you want to go out in your final show, like saying LOL like that?
Yeah.
Did you plan that? Like you were going to be like LOL?
I did not plan that. It just came out that way. So you know what? It was meant to be.
I feel like saying BRB and like I'll come back in like 30 seconds. I don't know. Go on. So that's the one that I like.
Yeah, LMFAO. Let's party rock with the Saturday game between the Texans and the Chargers. I like Houston. This is the spot that I've been waiting to fade the Chargers. I like the Chargers last week against Dallas. Like, I thought that was like a no-brainer bet. They win by 17. Great, grand, cool. But Houston, to me, like this is the exact team where like the Chargers' flaw in the offensive line will get exposed in great detail. I know that the Chargers, the Texans' offense isn't great. I think they can do just enough. Like, I think Houston wins this game. So I'm not taking +2 or +1.5 or whatever. I'm just betting Houston on the money line. And I'm seeing the best price right now that you can find is +112 for the Texans. So let's see where this goes. Maybe people want to keep betting the Chargers after Houston laid an egg and barely won against the Raiders. So I'll wait. I haven't placed this bet yet, but I will place it before kickoff Saturday. Houston to win the game.
I tell you what, that feels like the total's low. Kind of feels like it's not low enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's, 17-14? Like, that's kind of like where we're hanging out with this
game. How is either team scoring in the game, I guess would be my question.
I don't know. First to 17, I mean, if anyone gets to 20, I'd be stunned if they don't win. Because I don't think both are getting to 20. So to your point, like, if both aren't getting to 20, just bet under 39.5, you know?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes, and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I like the under in that game. Lean towards the Texans. I mean, Herbert's been like so otherworldly. I don't know if I want to go against the Chargers.
Teaser?
I think like direct.
Maybe teaser?
Oh, in the hell yeah. In a game with this total, and I think it's going to be lower scoring than that. I love that.
Yeah, get him up to 8. let's see the injury report for Philadelphia. And I know I like the Eagles quite a bit. I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl again. I like the spot for Buffalo. So under a field goal, I think I'm going to be betting the Buffalo Bills. But I'm going to wait because I think Carter and Johnson are going to play. And I think when they get ruled in, you're going to see money in on Philadelphia. And like, why wouldn't you? Like, they're a much different team with Lane Johnson. I wouldn't be surprised if we got like Buffalo minus like 1.5 or maybe even 1. And if that's the case, I'm going to bet the Buffalo Bills. So just wait on that one. We're not going to find that out till later.
So I'm guessing, I gather you don't like Philly as a potential teaser leg at the moment?
I don't hate it. I'm not like in love with it because I like Buffalo. And like I don't know if I want to shoot for the middle, especially at the price that you have to pay for a teaser. But if somebody wanted to do that, like it makes total sense. I don't see it being a blowout, but I just kind of want to root for Buffalo to win the game.
So a couple others. I like the Browns a little bit.
Yeah.
+4 is the last number I'd bet. How are the Bengals not beating the Cardinals by 100?
I looked at that one. I was like, I would never bet Arizona, but it's just like, man, like laying 7 with the Bengals defense.
Yeah.
But they can cover that against Quinn Ewers, who's never played in the NFL before. Can they? I mean, Brissett can hang within 7, can he? I think, at least.
They just have so many injuries. I'm like, what was the update on Garrett Williams for the Cardinals?
I think he's done, right? Didn't they say that he
was torn Achilles? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's bad. I actually legitimately feel bad for the Cardinals. Like, Walter Nolan, like all these dudes just like getting carted off left and right. It's like, man, I've never seen this happen to a team. It's terrible.
Did you bet Tampa yesterday?
No, I bet Carolina.
Oh, so we both bet Carolina. Okay, yeah. So like I'm not high on Tampa. Are they going to beat Miami by 100?
The thought crossed my mind. Definitely did. I think yours is what I thought he would be. And it's only one start, so maybe it's totally unfair to say that, but he's not good. He's not good at
just
all.
It feels like they're kind of letting go of the rope a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Tampa, like, needs to win, you know?
The Bucs are way live still to win the division because Carolina's playing Seattle on Sunday.
And Tampa gets the game at home in week 18. So, like, we can get to week 18 and all of a sudden, like, oh yeah, Tampa's like a 2.5-point favorite or 3-point, whatever the hell it might be. Probably more than that since there were 3 on the road. But, like why can't this be 3, you know? I have not bet it yet just because it's like I'm not running to lay 5.5 with this Bucks team when they have looked terrible for the better part of 2 months. But it would never be Miami. How do you feel about Jags-Colts, the 6.5?
Let's see how Indy plays tonight.
Yeah, I want to say, like, I haven't, like, obviously, like, we haven't seen anything yet. Like, let's make sure, like, Rivers gets through the game and all that stuff is all good. The number feels big to me, but let's see Indy. But that's the one that I'm eyeing for sure, is, like, Colts +6.5. But, like, let's just make sure that nobody else gets hurt. DeForest Buckner's back. Defense should be better. That's a big lift for them.
How is Denver not beating the Chiefs on Christmas night by a billion? With Chris Olodokun starting for Kansas City. Oh.
Is it confirmed to Olodokun? Or because I know that they signed Shane Buechele.
I mean, are we doing this? Shane Buechele? Texas is back.
Gonna hold a competition. Yeah, where's Joe Tess at? We're gonna hold a competition in practice.
Oh, my hot take is, like, I don't think Olodokun's that like, I mean, yes, he is. He is terrible.
Yeah, I was like,
on the other side.
See yesterday?
Yeah. Femi's final segments on You Bet or You Bet, our bets for tonight, coming up next.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network. Make it legendary.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.